of a rootbag, baby.
Tuned in to Pop Drones every Wednesday morning, 10 in the a.m. until 11:30. This week we are counting down my favorite 7 inches of the year. This is part two. We had so many 7 inches. We had to cram it into two shows. That's 3 hours worth of the year's best. And that last track there was the Pens, taken from their four-way split with the Dum Dum Girls, Graffiti Island, and the Crocodiles. And that was released on Art Fag Recordings from San Diego. Penn's actually had a full-length record this year. We've played a bit of that. It was released on the Distill label. And the UK's actually had quite an explosion in the last year or so in their DIY garage scene, and the Pheromones are definitely a standout with 3 7-inches this year. So we're going to hear my favorite track, Revamper, from their Convulsive Records 7-inch from earlier this year. Keep listening for the rest of the countdown.
Too, 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 too. America. You probably think, oh, I've seen this before somewhere. Well, let me just tell you where. The subzone's following now to the shallow end. On scene. We'll be right back.
And that last track there was the OCs, taken from their newest 7-inch on the Rock Is Hell label. That track was called Friends Defined. Actually, sounds like an outtake from their recent Dog Poison LP, which was a bit of a left turn for the straightforward garage rock of their previous two records. Still pretty good stuff to me. And yeah, so that's limited to about 650 copies. You can get that, I think it was rockishell.com. Just before that, we heard The Ganglions from Sacramento, California, with Blood on the Sand from their captured track 7-inch, and Wounded Lion with Wild Parrots, taken from their Gilganjo 7-inch, Wounded Lion being from Los Angeles. And the Pheromones from the UK with Revamper from their Convulsive Records 7-inch. Yes, we are counting down our favorite 7-inches of the year. And it's a long haul here. There was plenty of to choose from. I was just going to do one show initially, but it has morphed into two. This is going to be the noisier end of things, getting the garage and the poppier stuff out of the way. So get your earplugs ready, folks. Right now we're going to jump into the Sharp Ends with their 7-inch on the Mammoth Cave Recording Co. And this track is called A Crack Trap.
Yeah.
And that was the newest release by local band New Sensei with their Three Dreams 7-inch EP. That track was called Mowgli and Sly. An excellent follow-up to their one-sided 12-inch released late last year on the Isolated Now Waves label. I believe that one is now out of print. The 7-inch you can still get. Definitely one of the finest releases from Vancouver this year, at least concerning the underground punk scene. Just ahead of that was Crash Normal, who had a really big year with four separate vinyl releases. That one there, taken from their Plastic Idol Records release. That track was called Flying to New York, but they had three other releases as well that year, a 10-inch on Rijapov Records, and two 7-inches, both on the CMA Recordings label. Crash Normal are based out of France, quite the hotbed of garage rock right now. Plenty of great bands coming out of there. Just ahead of that was Woven Bones with their track Janie on their Needless Records 7-inch release, and Sharp Ends from Calgary, Alberta, starting that set off there with their track Crack Trap from their Mammoth Cave Recording Co. On the Mammoth Cave Recording Co. label. Right now, we're going to head down to Australia for this amazing 7-inch released on the Sacred Bones label based out of New York. The group is Naked on the Vague. This track is called Chitty Chat. You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9 FM. We are counting down our favorite 7 inches of the year. There was so many of them where we're doing two shows. This currently being part two. Last track there was by Vibes, taken from their Not Fun 7-inch. The track was called Psychic. Vibes actually being kind of a Not Fun supergroup featuring Amanda from the defunct Pocahontas. Actually just recently heard that they are back together, so maybe they are no longer defunct. Either way, the two girls in Pocahontas went their separate ways. We got Vibes out of that, and Best Coast, who we played on last week's episode. So it's good to see that they're both doing well for themselves. Ahead of that, Vibes was Pigeon Religion with Dead Boss, taken from their Gilganjo 7-inch. And then just ahead of that was Naked on the Vague with Chitty Chat from their Sacred Bones release earlier this year. And speaking of not fun, this next 7-inch is not released on the label, but the lead guy in the band, Britt Brown, actually runs the Not Fun label and is the main man in Robe Door, along with a couple other guys. And they had a release on a local label here, Ketchup Cavern, actually put out their 7-inch just recently, and it's quite phenomenal, and it's quite a coup for the Ketchup Cavern label. And we're actually expecting Rope Door to be coming up sometime January, maybe even February, for a little West Coast tour. That'll be their first time coming up. More on that as it progresses. Right now, this is Rope Door. tuned into Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. And you just heard the newest 7-inch by a group called No Balls, which is actually just one member from the infamous Brain Bombs. Actually, No Balls should have a full-length LP due out in the next week or two. Hopefully, I'll have that for you to play in the new year. But the rest of this show and the rest of the year is actually dedicated to my favorite releases and some of the stuff that got positive response through the show here on CITR. This is actually my first year. We're about it's about 7 or 8 months in, and looking all right so far. Just before that, No Balls, we heard another solo effort, Brian Chippendale from Lightning Bolt, and his other moniker, Black Puss, that taken from his Corleone record, 7-inch track was called Down the Drain. And before that, we heard The Ram Jack from Portland, Oregon, with The Cursorer and their self-released 7-inch. Starting off the set there was Robe Door with Pagan Drugs, taken from their Ketchup Cavern release earlier this year. We're going to mellow things out a little bit here. We've got this one just came in the mail just about a week or two ago. Pretty hard to find, pretty hot item. This is a Wooden Ship split with the Spaceman 3. It's actually just a demo of a Spaceman 3 track, but Wooden Ships are actually covering it's a classic Spaceman 3 track, I Believe It, taken from their Playing With Fire album, the classic Playing With Fire. And yeah, we're going to hear that here. Probably won't hear this in too many other places. It is long out of print, unfortunately. Let's hope they repress that one sometime in the near future. Right now, this is Wooden Ships with I Believe It on Pop Drones. You're tuned into Pop Drones on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got the Annoy Show coming up in about 10-15 minutes with your host, Luke Meat. I am Mark Richardson, and I've been counting down my favorite 7 inches for this show and last show. Actually, this is part 2 of Pop Drones' year in 7 inches, and what a year it was. Last track there was taken from Ohio's Emeralds. That was an untitled track on a Sound Design recording label. Once before that was a local band Solars off their split 7-inch with Anna, another local band there. The track was called Nocturnal Circuit, and that was released on Soldier Pumps, another local label. And ahead of that was Wooden Ships with their take on a Spaceman 3 track, I Believe It. And that was released on the Great Pop Supplement. And that was actually, yes, a Spaceman 3 track from Playing With Fire. And Spaceman 3 are actually on the flip side with a demo. I believe that one is unfortunately long gone, but as is such with pretty much any limited Wooden Ships release. Speaking of the Wooden Ships, there should be a Moon Duo 12-inch. Actually, I think it's like, maybe an LP released early next year. And that's Ripley, the singer from Wooden Ships, and his solo project. So keep an ear out for that. I'm sure we'll be playing it when it comes through the station here. Pretty much going to wrap things up now. We got a little bit more of synth fun with Dylan Ettinger and his 7-inch on Not Not Fun. And then we might follow that up with a couple more blasts of noise. So you might want to hit the decks in a few minutes. That's probably going to be it for this week, folks. Next week we'll have part 1 of my favorite LP and 12-inch tracks released across 2009. And then maybe early January we'll have my favorite cassette releases. So lots to get through in the next couple weeks. And then we'll be concentrating on the new stuff of 2010. So we've got a noise coming up next. Stay tuned.
Another big splash.